Indeed, I have, Hutto. Obviously, fairly sombre mood down here. Well, started off pretty well, Matty, but sure went to seed pretty quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, look, it did start off pretty well, and we thought we had a game plan that would be able to be competitive, and it was for the first quarter. But then after that, it turned to a bit of crap. So look, it was really disappointing effort. You know, you work really hard over, you know, 4 or 5 months, and to come out and have a really good start and to finish all that, it's really disappointing. And to be honest, just don't know really sort of what went wrong. But I guess the coaches will go away and have a look at it and let us know.
Well, dare I say, it's a fairly Geelong-like performance. I guess that game against Sydney up in Sydney is sort of the closest thing I can think to it. It was just one of those days where things just spun out of control, and you didn't seem, unlike other games when you've been down, you haven't been able to today arrest the momentum of theirs at any stage.
Yeah, I guess like that first quarter, they really dominated us pretty early in that first quarter, but we were able to stem the tide a little bit there and get the game back on our terms. And when it happened in the second quarter, we just didn't respond the way we should have. And, you know, it's really disappointing not to lose, but to lose the way we did today was, it wasn't great at all.
You look back at it now, Stokes. I mean, those second and third quarters where they kicked 13 goals to two. I mean, now that you've had a little bit of time to reflect, what could you have done better as a group through that middle of the ground to just put a halt to what was going on?
Yeah, I think our contest work probably, it wasn't great. We were fumbly. We missed a lot of, easy handballs and times when we were out. And as forwards, we spread pretty hard. And just our lack of awareness and our skill work let us down, because you push so hard to go forward. One turnover and all of a sudden, you know, they were in a better spot and they were able to run it through and get really easy entries and deep entries, which hurt us today. So, look, it was something that we probably needed to, you know, really just go back to playing man on man and stem the tide just a little bit in that second quarter, but we weren't able to do that, and, you know, the results is clear.
What about with the ball? I mean, yeah, their pressure was amazing, wasn't it? I mean, you just couldn't quite get your running out, especially after quarter time where everything looked really nice and sweet. After quarter time, though, everything just shut down on you guys.
Look, we had our chances to go forward, and I really thought that we the way we played, set up forward of the ball, making it a contest and engaging our opponents, I thought it was working really well in that the first quarter. We went away from that. We started trying to run away from our opponents a little bit in that second quarter, and it hurt us. And when you work so hard with the ball, to get the ball off them and to turn it over like some of the times we did early in that second quarter, just really lets down the whole side. So, basic skill errors from professional athletes is not good enough.
What do you think of Mitch Clark first up?
Oh, look, he's been out of the game for a long time. He's gone through his issues, and, you know, we couldn't be happier with his application that he's given us over the pre-season. And we thought he was a little bit nervous there at the start, but I thought he batted away as well as he could have. Obviously, we probably didn't give him and Hawkey much of a chance after quarter time, so it was a little bit disappointing. But, I mean, we never expected him to come out and dominate round one. I think we'll get the benefits of Mitch Clark probably round 4 or 5 and then onwards from there, because he's just been out for so long that we can't expect too much of him. And but at the same time, today we didn't help him at all.
So what has this week become about on the track? Is it sort of like a back-to-basics sort of week?
I'm not too sure. Look, you know, we really disappointed with that effort. We'll go away like any club does. We'll really, knuckle down and have a look at the footage, see where we got opened up, because we did get opened up a fair bit. And it was a trend that happened last year as well. So, getting scored against too easily. They had some really easy goals there in the second quarter. So we'll have a look at the tape, assess each other. Like, that's, you know, we're really good at that. And then we'll move forward. I think it is round one. It is a belting, and it was embarrassing to walk off that ground today. But it is round one. You'd rather learn your lesson now than in, 20 weeks' time. But we do have a lot to go. It shows you how good Hawthorn are. We do respect them as a team and as a club. And they taught us a footy lesson today.
Thanks for your time, Matty.